Governor Deval Patrick on Tuesday joined a rally organized by the group Campaign for Our Communities. The rally was held in support of the governor's intention to raise approximately $2 billion in revenues for fiscal year 2014 to support investments in transportation and education. Andy Mullen, director of Campaign for Our Communities, says that the rally drew hundreds to Beacon Hill.
We had between 800 and 900 people who came to the State House to talk to their elected officials about why we need to raise revenue, why we need to raise substantial revenue, and why we need to do it fairly.
The group has drafted a piece of model legislation that tweaks the governor's plan slightly on how to raise that $2 billion. The bill, which is being supported by Democratic State Representative Jim O'Day of Worcester and Senator Sonia Chang Diaz of Boston, would raise the income tax rate to 5.95% compared to the governor's proposed 6.5%. Other adjustments would also be made to the tax code. Earlier this week, a group of more than 50 Bay State economists signed a letter saying that now is the time to support a significant investment in transportation and education. The letter reads in part, quote, "We support increasing personal income tax revenue because it is the most equitable and effective way to raise the sizable funds needed," unquote. Bob Nackostein, a professor at the Eisenberg School of Management at UMass Amherst, was one of the signers of the letter. He said that he does not expect all legislators to be on board with the plan to raise the money through income tax increases.
In my opinion, the governor's proposal is closer to the mark than the other counterproposals I've heard, but we would expect compromise to arise out of this situation.
House Speaker Robert DeLeo has been one of the key legislators seeking a smaller tax package. A staff member for DeLeo pointed WAMC to recent remarks he gave at the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce. DeLeo said, quote, "If we are to pass a new revenue package, I believe it should be far more narrow in scope and of a significantly smaller size," unquote. After a legislative hearing at the Joint Committee on Transportation held Tuesday, committee member Representative Gail Caridi of North Adams said she and her colleagues heard testimonials from groups asking for a 20% cut from the governor's plan of spending $1 billion on transportation.
Most of the $800 million that they believe the benchmark should be in the neighborhood of is really to fix most of the things that are not right with the system at the moment, and only about 20% of that would be in a new project or a new vision range.
Mike Widmer, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, testified at the hearing. He said that $800 million should be raised by making small increases to the gas tax and to car registration fees. Widmer said that the idea is to keep funding for transportation coming from transportation users.
The great concern is that through the income tax, almost certainly the money will be spread much more widely, and we will miss this opportunity to raise the revenues we need to build the kind of transportation system that can support our economy.
Representative Caridi said her colleagues are focusing on the immediate concerns, including funding for the beleaguered MBTA, providing more funding to regional transit authorities, and funding of salaries for routine highway maintenance workers. Republican lawmakers have been vocally opposed to the governor's proposed increases in the state's income tax. The House Committee on Ways and Means will release its version of the budget this April. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.